an absolutely jam-packed show this evening, as are most evenings here on Sportsline with Brett Hollander on WBAL. But let's get right to it. Longtime Raven, one of our all-time favorites around here, Mike Flynn, Super Bowl champion, and now back to his roots in Boston, Mass. Mike, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What's the tone like in the greater Boston metropolitan area right now?
Well, you know, I think there's fans that are leery playing the Ravens, and I think it's the history. You know, they've won, you know, five out of the seven games, but they're always right there to be had by the Ravens. I think what happened last year, but I think there's a sense of confidence, though, that, you know, with this New England team being at home, and of course, you know, most fans look at the point spread and think that's gospel, and you know, they expect the Patriots to win this football game.
Mike, from afar, watching Ray Lewis, your former teammate, announce his retirement, the Ravens, a 10-win team that did win the division, but only a 10-win team, not the 12-win team from a year ago, rolled through Indianapolis, upset Denver on the road. Your thoughts about that? Of course, people around here are throwing around the D word, destiny, which was attached to your Super Bowl team as well a lot. But what do you see, and your thoughts on Lewis, the football player coming back, and also Lewis announcing his retirement?
Well, I just think the team. You know, you have Caldwell in there calling some plays. You're doing a couple different things offensively. And, you know, watching the team defensively, I don't think they played well defensively. I mean, you know that. You've covered the team, and I think where they've been in the past. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons for that. Injuries, just haven't played well. But the last couple of weeks, they seem to be putting things together. I think a guy like Paul Kruger has been very productive. You know, I think they've put things together, and going in this week playing New England, a lot of years used to playing that type of offense, has to give you a little bit of confidence. Now, with Ray Lewis, the player, you know, we'll see. I think he played better last week than he did before, but I don't think he was the player that you saw even in week three against New England. And, you know, you hopefully now his third game in, his legs will get under him. But, you know, Team of Destiny, I don't know. I think, you know, announcing the retirement, you know, what he means to Baltimore, and I think to that team, and there's a lot of emotion, there's no doubt about it, and that'll get you to a point in the Team of Destiny and all that kind of stuff until you lose. But the fact that he's back for this run, you know, I don't think they beat Indy, I don't think they beat Denver, beat those two teams, regardless of Ray's level of play, without him there, because, as you know, he brings more to the table than just, you know, obviously tackles and covering tight ends and protection. I mean, you see what he's wired up, and you see what he does for the team, you know, because I know for a fact he's going to be the smartest guy in that field defensively Sunday, and I think that's what he's brought to the team, and maybe that's why they've turned the tide a little bit defensively.
Former Raven, Mike Flynn with us now with 98.5, the Sports Hub in Boston. And Mike, Tom Brady, in his last four meetings against Baltimore, this spans two playoff games, and it goes back to the playoff game in Foxborough in January of 2010. 3 touchdowns to 7 interceptions for Brady against the Ravens in his last four meetings. That is amazing when you think about it.
Yeah, and I think there is a recipe to beat Tom Brady. It doesn't always work, but to slow them down and get in his head, it's a physical defense. You look at the Giants in 2 Super Bowls, the Jets a couple of years ago. Even just this year, you look at the teams they've lost to, Baltimore, Arizona, Seattle, San Francisco. Some really good defensive teams, and it's physical with the receivers. It's getting after the quarterback, getting him off his spot, hitting him, just really knocking those guys around, and that works against his team. And, you know, there's no doubt about the Ravens' defense over the last how many years, decade, 12 years, they're a physical team, and they get after you, they talk, they're physical, they get in your head a little bit. So that is a good recipe to get after them. Now, you know, with that said, I mean, Tom Brady's made just enough plays to get it done, but we'll see. But, you know, the makeup of the Ravens team gives Brady troubles. You've seen the history of games that he's lost in the playoffs. Other teams that play like the Ravens, he doesn't do as well.
To me, the big difference this year, and it's so mystery, is the fact that New England runs the ball. Last year against Baltimore, they were really a one-dimensional team in that AFC Championship game. And with the lead in that game, they were still throwing around. Brady threw a late pick in that game. He also threw a 3rd-and-long incomplete pass, which stopped the clock and gave Joe Flacco a chance to lead the Ravens down the field and to throw that pass to Lee Evans in the end zone. Right now, though, this New England team can run the ball.
Well, Josh McDaniels came in, and last year, I don't know if you remember, they hired as that consultant role at the end of the year and gave his input, didn't really call any plays. And that was a big deal up here. If you saw, they struggled a little bit early record-wise, lost a couple games. They really ran the football, and they made a point of that, really get after it in the running game. And, you know, the people question, well, no, we're better when you spread it out. That's how we score. And my thought is, you know, yeah, you may struggle a little now. You have some growing pains. But on the back end in the playoff time, you know how the weather gets and the defenses you play and the teams play. The games get tighter. They naturally get tighter. And with the Patriot offense, it's a timing type of offense. So if the receivers are a little off that game, Brady's a little off, they get some pressure, you need something to rely on. And for the first time in about 4 or 5 years, they've had a running game that they can rely on. And to me, it makes a world of difference, because to get that huge 3rd-and-3, you don't always have to throw. If you're struggling throwing the football, if the percentage isn't there, if you're, you know, taking away the middle of the field, which a lot of teams do, you can run the football and open up those passing lanes a little bit. And I think that's why this offense, even though statistically what they've done, you know, may be on par, that's why I think this offense is better than the one last year.
And also, it's funny, we go back to early September, Mike, and I had you on, and we were talking about Wes Welker being phased out of the Patriots organization. Well, 118 catches, 1,300-plus yards, I guess that's something for being phased out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was a big debate, you know, why isn't he playing more? And, you know, Julian Edelman ends up getting hurt. He actually got hurt in the Patriot game, and he was the guy who was going to be the heir apparent, really, to take Welker's spot, and played really well in the Raven game. Got hurt, ended up getting hurt out for the season. But after he got hurt in that Raven game, you know, it thrust Welker back to his position, and they relied on him. And that's a guy, you know, you got to look at. You know, Ladarius Webb played him in that first game. Maybe Graham plays in the second game, but he's going to need some help because even last week, third downs without, you know, Gronkowski's out this game. That's his first read, and if you can, he's not a big guy. If you can get physical on the line, double team him, and force Brady to go down the line to Hernandez, to Lloyd, I think that would be huge for this Raven defense.
Final question, Mike. Do you take a Rudy interest in this game? I know you grew up there, and you obviously played here for 10 years. How hard is this for you?
Well, I mean, yeah, I grew up watching the Patriots, obviously, but when you play 11 years in the league, you know, your allegiance to the hometown team kind of ends, but you know, I watching this game, for some reason, I would love to see the Ravens win this game. I think they've been knocking on the door for a long time. And, you know, you look at the spread and you think the Patriots will win at home. And, I don't know, you get kind of a feeling, you know, at the 10-win season that the Ravens, this is the game that they kind of win. I think it'll be interesting. You know, I root now, you know, guys I play with, Marshall Yanda, Suggs, Ray Lewis. And I know what it takes to get to this point. They've been there a few times. And, you know, those are the guys I kind of root for. At this point, I kind of, you know, I've been so removed from playing the game, being part of that organization. But, you know, those guys that I play with, you absolutely want to see them win and get to another Super Bowl.
Oh, Mike, 10 years here, Raven for life, part of a Super Bowl championship team. We really do appreciate it. Mike Flynn now with 98.5, the Sports Hub in Boston, but a great Raven in his day. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thanks a lot, and you know, maybe next week you'll have me on talking Super Bowl.
Yeah, and Kyle Richardson, you know, he's coming in tomorrow night, and I know he wants to, you know, catch up with you, old friends, right?
Yep. All right, take it easy, man.
All right, that's Mike Flynn. We're back with more next year on Sportsline.